Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota colleges and universities are forced to pivot quickly when COVID-19 cases were first confirmed in the state. As students plan for a return to campus, we check in with school leaders for a look at how organizational changes are helping mitigate the risk of pandemic and keep students, faculty, and staff safe. Geralyn Roberts is Associate Vice President for Facilities Risk and Services at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, and her role has expanded during the pandemic in response to those increased needs. Geralyn, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Lori.
Now, you are a Mines graduate as well, right? So this is very much personal as well as professional, this journey of yours. Tell us a little bit about your education at Mines and how you ended up being in this role.
Okay, well, I graduated with a chemical engineering from Mines in 99 and ended up going and moving multiple places and worked in industry for about 8 years. And it led me from South Carolina to Alabama to Kansas City and then back to South Dakota, Rapid City, when I first came into a position as Environmental Health and Safety Manager on campus. it's been a good position, and it's given me lots of opportunities, and I've been able to move into this position. And then I also was able to get my master's degree while I was back here. So it's been a great thing for me.
Yeah, we're always a sucker for those stories of people who get their education here and then stay and sort of take things to the next level with that experience. So, but let's go back a little bit to March and some of those early challenges for you and your staff and your colleagues throughout the university. What was that experience like? Because so much at that time was really unknown.
Well, you know, there was a lot of quick decision-making that was needed. But we also had everything was changing by the day, by the hour. And so it was very challenging. And we had many things to think about. We were actually on spring break when this really came to a head and had to make some quick decisions on what we would move forward with and whether we were bringing students back or what we would be doing. And then initially, from my team standpoint, cleaning was of utmost need. Trying to figure out if we had the right cleaning supplies that worked against the COVID-19. Some of those things were some very early focus that we had to do. Another thing was that we got out our pandemic plan that we had done when bird flu was around, and we were looking through that and kind of pivoting off of what was in that plan and then looking at what needed to change because things had changed a lot since we had originally put that plan together. And luckily, you know, a lot of things for the better, all the things that we can do by Zoom or remotely that we're able to keep things moving and keep moving forward. So those were really good things. We did find that that our marketing and communications group has become one of the most critical groups to make sure that we're communicating frequently and getting accurate information out there. And, you know, that they were with us right away in trying to make sure that we get good information out to our students, faculty, and staff. So yeah. Those are some of the initial things.
Yeah, as things, you know, move past the 100-day mark, as students are trying to figure out what it looks like on campus, you know, with research projects that they had working, you know, faculty research, and then even looking into the fall. I want to start with just the organizational changes and your promotion and how that is going to sort of integrate risk management and what the days look like ahead. Talk a little bit from a structural standpoint about how things are changing.
Well, I think that it's a good move that I've been able to be kind of married back with finance and administration. That's how it was when I started out at the university with the facilities area and some of these areas being with that area and under that area. And I think that it's a good thing because there's a lot of collaboration and we can partner together and there's a lot more synergy with streamlining processes for campuses and making things the best that we can and making them easier for our faculty, staff, and students. Another thing is that risk management, that piece, is kind of in all aspects of the university. And having this particular group all together really brings the reputational, the fiscal, physical, health and safety, and all those risk management areas together to be able to look at it as a whole instead of in the pieces.
Yeah. Let's talk about just the culture of the school minds anyway, because all of us are being challenged with how do we innovate? How do we do things differently? How do we you know, we can't just shut everything down and wait for the problem to be over. We have to respond to it short term and long term. What are you finding as you work with colleagues at Minds to say, yeah, we're kind of uniquely poised to deal with innovation? At least that's how it works in my imagination. Tell me what the reality is like.
Well, I think that that's a very accurate thing. You know, we really got involved in our community and some areas that needed it. We've been producing hand sanitizer. My environmental health and safety group, Margaret Smallbrock and Aaron Grimm, started producing hand sanitizer for Monument and also for campus. We went out and several groups on campus, our engineering group started making 3D printed masks and, you know, really called to the plate on some of these things that, you know, how can you do it differently to get through? We've had a lot of supply issues, just like everybody else has in the United States and around the world, as far as cleaning supplies and all those types of things. And so my group also came up with different ideas for how we could supply campus with wipes to wipe down the campus and keep it clean. And so there's been a lot of things that have come up through this that I think we just have looked at things differently. And that's kind of a big part, I would say, for getting an education here at Minds, because several of the individuals that work for me also are Minds graduates. And one of the things that you get out of Minds is the ability to problem solve and pivot and change direction and change in general, because it's just hard on a lot of people. And I think that our culture at Minds is great for it. We're able to really look at something, and we're constantly looking at making things better. We want to, you know, have things the best that they can be. And that kind of mentality in the situations like this, when they occur, makes you thrive instead of the alternative.
You're right. Research scientists want to keep their work going. Students want to come back, mm-hmm. but everybody wants to be safe. So let's talk a little bit about what we know about the fall at this point. Are the decisions coming from the Board of Regents as far as like mask policies or de-densifying campus? Are those decisions you're making individually as a university? What can you tell us about that?
I'd say that a lot of things are coming from the Board of Regents, but the universities are collaborating together to be cohesive in how we roll things out. There's, you know, a lot of operational things that have to be completed by each of the different universities. But it's a very much collaborative, and there's been many meetings and discussions about how things will work. So I think that that's a good thing about there being six different universities, because we can all talk together and make sure that we're all on the same track and, you know, do the best that we can do for our faculty, staff, and students to get things back up running and do that safely.
Yeah. What are some of the challenges, and how will you meet them? Because a college university or a college campus by its nature is crowded, and there's lots of, you can clean more often, but the transmission from respiratory droplets is really based on proximity of being with other people. What ways are you looking to mitigate that risk?
So in the facilities side of things, there's a lot of things that we've looked at. We've looked at the HVAC in the buildings, you know, what's the best setup for that, making sure things are working properly. There's ways that we've reduced the number of people. We're looking at, you know, multiple locations for getting food out to campus for our dining options, so that we can de-densify some of these areas and make sure that we don't end up with these large groups. And class-wise, there's similar things, trying to put classes into bigger spaces or look at alternatives in scheduling. And, you know, I think there's been a lot reported on more of a hybrid model, so that if we do have some illness on campus, we have a way that we can still serve our constituents.